Edmonton?
Yeah, yeah.
Nice to see the blue sky.
Huh?
Okay, we're on.
Hit record.
This morning,
hit record.
In Siman Daled, among the items that require in the Tirus Kedayim, that's mentioned in Yuches, the Machaka says, Elu Dvar Mitzvichin Betila Bamayim, Hakom Ni'amito, Hayotze Vesakisei, Vesamerchatz, and also Tzipana that we've spoken about, and now we want to discuss the next item, which is Hacholetz Min Olam, someone who takes off his shoes. So right away, the Mishnah Berurah comments in Tzipkat Namalot, Mishum Shenogea Biyodo Be'ez HaChavitza, because he comes into contact, the shoes that is, come into contact with his hands when he's removing them. Avo Balon Nogabahem Ein Tzarech Netila. The Mishnah Berurah says if there's no contact, then it will not require the Tiras Yadayim. We'll just mention one more halacha, and then we'll discuss it. The Mechaber also mentions Hanogia Beraglo. If you come into contact with your feet, so the Mishnah Berurah says, Vacholetz Min Olam, you remove your shoes, Hanogia Beraglo, they're touching your bare feet. The Cholpe Grosho, that's a separate din. Eino Mishum Ruach Roa, Rag Mishum Mikios. There are two reasons why, in general, there's a chiyuv in the Tiras Yadayim. One is Ruach Ra, and one is the Kiyus. And each time the Mechaber is Mechayev in the Tiras Yadayim, we have to try to determine what the reason, what the rationale is. Is it based on the Kiyus, is it based on Ruach Ra? So if it's based on the Kiyus, Mishum Ra, right away, tells you enough to mean it. If it's Ruach Ra, if it's Mishum Sakona, it has to be done immediately. But if it's a Shum Kiyus, Alkei Nein Tzorach L'mayu Lito Yodav Tekev, Masha'en Ken De'inoch, if it's based on Ruach Ra, then obviously that's a sakana would have to be done right away. So here the Mishnah Berurah tells you that not only cholets min olam, but the Mishnah Berurah says, no gabahem. How do we know that? So the Raya Lichora is Hilchos Birchas Kohen. In Siman Kuf Papei, the Mechaber there brings, based on the Gemara, that of course the Kohen cannot duchin. The Nala Val Raglo, if the Kohen actually has shoes on, he's not able to duchen. The shash is that maybe the shoes are with laces, and perhaps they will tear the laces, and then the Kohen will bend down to be misaking the lace, to go ahead and fix the lace. And as a result, the other Kohen are posted kapeyem, and they'll think, why is he bending down? Because he's a ben gush of a chalutza. Because he's not a legitimate Kohen, he's not an authentic Kohen, that's why he's bending down. That's what the Gemara says in Seito, El Biyot Silas. So therefore, we don't want the Kohen to duchen with the shoes on. And as a result, he takes off his shoes. So now the question is, how do they remove their shoes?
What's Kohen to Ben Gurion also?
Because when the Kohen bends down to fix the shoes that he has with laces, because they tore, so then people see him bending down. They think, why is he bending down? Why is he not being Koris Kappa? Why is he not duchening the way other Kohen are duchening? Because
he's
a Kohen Pasul, Ben Gush Mechalutza. That's why he's not duchening, and that's why he's bending down to fix his shoelaces. So now the question is, how does the Kohen take off his shoes? And this halacha that a person has to wash his hands, as the Mechaber says, Shecholetz Minoga, and the Shavura says, Shenoga Minoga. So a raya for this is from the Din of Birchas Kohanim. So Kohanim, generally speaking, either they remove their shoes before they wash their hands, and then they duchen, or then they wash. And often that Kohanim, what they'll do is many Kohanim have slip-on, slip-off shoes. They don't have shoes with laces for that reason. Oh, so here we have a Raya Mukrachas. What do they call that? Into the courts? Document A, Document B? Yeah. Anyways.
Exhibit A.
I've never understood why a Kohen would have shoes with laces. Like, sometimes you see them, you're like, what's...
I mean, like, with boots, they have, like, big boots on.
The question is, Bizman Chazal, I don't think they had shoes without laces.
I'm saying, but today, you see...
Today, for sure. Most Kohen, if not 99% of them that I see, they simply slip off their shoes, and therefore, they don't have an issue. Now, the problem is, even if you slip off your shoes, according to the Mechaber, it says, Choletz Min Olam, has to wash his hands. So why is this not a violation? Every time even the Kohen slips off his shoes, why should he not have to go ahead and wash his hands? Just the act of Chalitza, that's a Mechaber. Cholitz Minola. Interesting, Rabbi Nemtzel on the bottom of the page writes, Hacholitz O Hanoel. Or let's say you put your shoes back on. You're in contact with your shoes. The Hanatila Hishema Noga Baraglov of Betinusha Banal. We'll get to that. In Lobush Garbayim and all of the kiosks, that's also important. If you're wearing socks and your shoes are clean, Enatzarch Natila. And then he writes, Koshar Sochin Na'alab Ulo Noga Bayim. Some people are able to do that. They can tie their shoelaces without coming into contact. Enatzarch Natila. So here, the question is, if you touch your shoes while you're wearing your shoes, you also have to wash your hands. Well, let's say I touch someone else's shoes. Again, I'll be obligated to go ahead and wash my hands because the chiyuv netila is clearly because of the possibility of the gear.
It's interesting the lashon of cholitz minolav, when putting it on should be the same as taking it off.
Exactly, that's exactly the point. And that's exactly why achreidim es discussion. What difference does it make whether a person is cholitz minolav or a person is lovesh minolav? Whether you take off your shoes, or you put on your shoes, you come and get into contact with them. So often people actually, when do they put on their shoes in the morning? That's the next question we have to raise. Do they put it on before Negobasa? So you're going to wash anyway. That the Morag Tzia, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, that's exactly what Rabbi Emden socially is referring to. The Morag Tzia, Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes that if a person is wearing relatively new shoes or relatively nice shoes, then there'll be no obligation when you put on the shoes to wash the Tzias Yadayim. So, and this is a very significant halacha, we'll get to it in a moment, but I just want to, in terms of the issue of Chalitzas Min Olim, so he quotes here the Mishnah Berurah for the Magen Avraham, that the issue is Negia, that coming into contact with your shoes. And the many Achronim say that as long as you come into contact with your shoes, so then you're Chayim and Tzias Yadayim. The Mishnah Berurah here in Siv Kotten, Mem Aleph, he quotes actually from the, from Achronim, from the Arsas Achayim, it means a marker from Chaim Vital, that the reason why a person, we just mentioned it, the reason why a person washes their hands when they come into contact with their shoes is not because of Rachra, but because of Nikius, because simply cleanliness. So touching shoes actually is a problem of Nikius, and the Achronim, I think I mentioned this already once before, I was in Belarus once in my life, many years ago. And I'm not exaggerating. The streets were full of excrement and urine. And that's the situation that existed in Mount Chazal. We're no longer in Mount Chazal, but Belarus doesn't seem to have changed much since the days of Chazal. And that's why Chazal were very concerned. The Mishnah Berurah actually quotes later on, Hilchos Beis HaKnesses, he tells us something which is amazing. But Mishnah Berurah lived in the area that I'm talking about. He tells us that people should not deposit Meiraglayim or other kinds of excrement near the shul, because people come to daven there. They might step on it, and they'll be obligated to wash their hands. Shabura writes that Hilchos Beis HaKnesses. So it's clear that was the situation then, and as I said, in Belarus, it doesn't seem to have changed much. But I think elsewhere in the Western world, Baruch Hashem, there have been a fair number of changes. I saw in the Eshel Avram, the Muchacha Rav, so he writes actually, that despite the fact that people should clean their shoes before they walk into shul, so he said, maybe Shalom Yinaku was some yafe yafe. Maybe they won't do a good job. They won't do a thorough cleaning. And then, especially he's talking about the days of yore when the roads were not paved and there was butts, as I mentioned, in Belarus. That's what I saw myself some 12 years ago. And as a result, that would be an issue. But again, as I said, Ruach Ra is something, if the issue is based on Ruach Ra, that has to be taken care of. By the way, that's what Shabura points out, unlike it is a shul nikias. Nikias is something that you have to be concerned about, but it's not a sakana. So the Magen Avraham quotes from the same Olas Kamin that again cholets minolim that is mechayiv in the Tzias Yadayim, as the Mechaber says over here. And again, according to the Olas Kamin, the reason is not based on lichluch, not based on dirt and the like. That there's still chiyuv to go ahead and wash your hands the moment the person is cholets minolim. So here, machlok is actually what the time, what the sibah, what the reason actually for washing your hands with the situation of chalitzas minolim? Is it based on ruach ra, or is it based on this idea, as I said, of nekiyos? And not the minolim will be, they have to do it right away, or you're not mechuyev to do it right away. The kav achayim begins actually this discussion, what the basis of the tzias yadayim, and many achronim assume that the basis is because of Ruach Ra, and many Achronim say because of the kids. So big Machlom is among the Dolei Achronim, and that's what Mishnah Berurah actually is alluding to over here, relating to issues. So again, if the issue should be shum rachua, so you don't take chances with sakana. They should be shum nikiya, so then it seems to be less of an issue. And that's what Rabbi Nevatol Shlita here points out at the bottom of the page. That if the basis is mishum nikiyas and not mishum rachua, the nafkamina would be that a number of nafkaminas, number one, in terms of the time frame, how much time you have. If it's mishum nikiyas, you have more time. If it's mishum rachua, it should be done miyad. But the question then is a second question. In order to wash your hands, the basis of mishum nikiyas, so therefore, kashim shad, which part of the shul would I have to be in contact with in order that I should be kissed? I'd be obligated to wash my hands. And the answer is the bottom part of the shul. Only the bottom part of the shul where there's lichluch, where there's dirt, where there are other adhesions, that part of the shul that gets dirty. Because the top of the shul, generally speaking, is not a problem. You can examine all of our shoes over here, and we'll see the top of the shul is not an issue, it's not problematic in terms of this issue. If the issue is the shul, the kiss. As I said, there's not chazal, they walk in but. They walked in mud, they walked in excrement, the entire shoe would get dirty. Today only the bottom of the shoe gets dirty, so Allah Allah Maisa. I mean, it's very significant. But there are people with different types of OCD that they're constantly washing their hands. Constantly. I've done with such people, 1 second, in the last 10 number of years. And you have to try to make sure, make certain that they know that the only obligation to go and wash their hands would be if they're touching the bottom of the shoe that gets dirty. If I touch the top of the shoe, the side of my shoe, then it's not a problem. That's the issue of the shoe nikiyas. But the issue is based on ruach lo, so obviously any part of the shoe you touch would require the kiyas yadayim. I actually, yeah, what do you want to say? I'm sorry.
No, sir, I wanted to, so then, if it's mishum nikiyas, then it shouldn't, there's nothing special about the shoes, and if you're touching, let's say, a new shoe, you're in the shoe store, you're checking out shoes. So you don't have to wash shoes, your hands afterward. Whereas if you shoe real for us, then either a new shoe,
according to some, I thought the answer is you would have to, because it's kind of coming into contact with any shoe.
Yeah, any shoe, a shoe is a shoe.
And
a slipper would be the same.
Correct. I saw a comment interesting that there was a great tzaddik in Manchester, Rav Segal, the tzaddik of Rafa. He was considered to be the Chafetz Chaim of England in many, many respects. So he said that he made a comment, I saw it actually cited that. Why don't people become Talmidei Chachamim today? So he said, because they have all kinds of what he called Frumah Cheshbonot. They're very frum. That's in the Mishnah, Alti Tzadikadra. So what's he talking about? So he gives an example. They're always masuk in the middle of learning. There's a famous comment from Chazanish. Chazanish said, it's better for a person to learn a half hour without a hefsek, than to learn 3 hours in all kinds of hafsakot. That person that generally people unfortunately tend to do sometimes. Anyway, so what does Segal say? He points out that in the middle of learning, a person touches his shoes. Right away, he goes to wash his hands. And he touches different parts of his shoe, or maybe he thinks he touches parts of his body that are considered to be come up on the facility that should be covered. And then once again, he goes to wash his hands, or any other of the other requirements that the person is obligated to go ahead and wash his hands. And then he's mopsing in the middle of learning. And what happens? When he goes to wash his hands, he sees a chavir by the sink. And then he goes to chavashmuz with that chavir by the sink. That's what I said, all right? And then after that, he figures, oh, you know, maybe I'm thirsty, I could use a drink. Maybe a nash. So he goes to have a nash. And this goes on the entire day. The entire time where a person is supposed to be involved in learning. So he says, La'alokha, Rav Segal, you don't have to wash. You don't have to wash your hands by touching the top of my shoes, the side of my shoes, or even other parts of my body. Assuming that the untouched Mokka Makusa, which is unlikely, people are dressed, people are wearing clothing, so there's no fear whatsoever. Even if you have a suffix, well, you have to go ahead, so you can go ahead and do what I mentioned over here at the end of the Siddur Dalet. At the end of the Siddur Dalet, the Mechaber passes, we mentioned it 2 days ago. Meimor Mayin, Kameach Yodah Bitzror, or Ba'ofar, or Chavim Duranke. You have to go ahead, doctor, and use, in order to get rid of Ruach Rod, you have to use water. But if I have no water, but then a person with Kameach Yodah Bitzror, or Ba'ofar, or Chavim Duranke, anything which would be rubbing hands on the table, on the shtender, be Yivarech, you make a bracha, al the Kriyas Yadayim, be Yol, the Tzvilah. Of course, it's not going to help the Ruach Rod, because Ruach Rod can only be removed by water. And as I mentioned, you can go ahead and be a shashim. And then you can go ahead and daven, or you continue learning. Then we stopped already 2 days ago. And so therefore, Rav Segal said, you don't need to go ahead and constantly, people with OCD issues, so they don't have to be concerned about that unless they really have a need to go ahead and wash your hands because of the fact you came into contact with the bottom. out of your shoes. And all this has to do, he says, with not becoming a Talmud Chacham. As a result of all these interruptions, that one is not able to learn in the directed and the Chuvan kind of way. Now, regarding shoelaces.
If you did touch the bottom of your shoe, you're not allowed to make brachos learn?
You can, as I said. Brachos and learn, you can't do. I discussed a few days ago.
So what can you do?
You know, the issue is, only one issue really. That's exactly what he says. If the issue is brachos, but if touching shoes is not, maybe an issue of brachos.
Well, if you say it's not an issue of brachos, just turn the key.
Then you don't have a problem. You'll just be in the shaft shape. And by virtue of rubbing and a shtender or a piece of wood, you can rub it, you can learn,
before you're
brachos.
Before you're mishapshes, you can't make brachos, you can't do anything.
No, the next, Chav Gimel, the Mechaber says, Lo tikkun netziyas yadayim el with kriyas shema b'letzvila. Only to say kriyas shema to daven. Ha'lo bracha mishapshes, yachol levarakot in the tzvila. You can make brachos, you can learn, etc. You can do all kinds of things, actually. The main issue is the issue of kriyas shema and tzvila. That's the chazal war. Take a look at in the Mishabura in Sidkot Nun Tess. Quoting the Tila, he writes, You can learn, and you can say brachas. So all this is not required that once you go ahead and do the, you know, the only issue is Kriyas Shema and Tefillah, so therefore there's no problem as you mentioned correctly. So regarding shoelaces now, if the issue is Mishum Nikias, the reason why one is going to wash his hands, then the shoelaces cannot be more chomer than the top of the shoes themselves. People ask me, if I touch my shoelaces, does that also require me to go ahead and test a dime? So even number three, to wash this a dime for the top of the shoe, or the side of the shoe, or the bottom of the shoe, as I said, then for sure, Abu Chaymer for shoelace, now if it's Mitam Ruach Roa, but then there are people who argue the shoelace is considered to be part of the shoe. It's considered to be an integral chelik of the shoe itself, and the shoe rach roah, just like the shoe, you require the ziyas yadayim, so this as well. So I saw in the same Rishon on Tzelim Ha'alocha, that's the parish on the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, he's done rav groin, that's how he's done on this issue. And I found actually that the Rav Levadia says that's how Paskin Yabi Omer and Ruach Tshuva. He writes actually, ein rach roah, that rach roah does not operate when a person touches the soft valve. When you touch the shoelaces, he brings a raya actually from a Gemara in Bava Basra. The Gemara says in Bava Basra, Dafka Palish, that there's a question about the Gemara discussing the issue of hitting children. I just want to go on record that one should not hit children with the other side. That's another big machloikes, because the Gemara says in Hakis, the Gemara is a pasuk actually, in Mishlei, Chesef Shiftei, listen, spare the rod, spoil the child. You may be familiar with that expression. The ayah of Shekhar Ramusa. Interesting how the pasuk says. Chesed shifta seinu b'nai. The Gemara says, Hamaka b'nai godol, yo'ebe b'shum b'nai ibe. He might hit you back. But that's a lot of the evil of Sikhe Nifsho. Rabbi Nansel Shulka told me, Hamaka b'nai kodin, he's over on his b'nai ibe. Because he's also going to hit you back. There's no distinction between b'nai kodin and b'nai godol. That's what he told me. B'nai no. But I am of the position that it's usur to hit a child b'shum panim ba'ofen. Under no circumstances should one hit a child, even though there are makoros in the Gemara, a number of places in Shas for hitting a child. This is a machlokes among poskim, but I heard from Rav Volba, Zechazal Dibracha, Chas v'shalom, that one should hit a child. That's absolutely chinuch, which is completely unconscionable. It has absolutely no basis. One kind of a child. You can do it with discipline, you can do it with tough love, you can do it any number of ways, but not, as for Shalom, should you physically hit a child. Even though the Pasuk says, Chesed Shifta Seinu B'nai, this is all an aside, since it came up in the Gemara Bava Basra. Let me just finish the Gemara Bava Basra. So the Gemara says, the Bava Basra is talking about not to hit with a Ratsua, but it says, that how should you hit the child? But Arkasa the Misana, Ashulais, the Gemara Sanhedrin, the Shas Hashmad, you have to be Mesa Nefesh, even Arkasa the Misana and Ashulais. So that's the Gemara's Lashon over there, and he quotes to Rabbi Abiya Omer, Rabbi Abadia says that's how. And therefore, the person, the child will learn how to behave properly, and there's no sakana. So Rashi says, what is that? What are we talking about? Zok Rashi, Ritzua Shomino. So now, the problem is, how could you go ahead and hit the child with Ritzua Shomino if you have to go wash your hands every time you touch your shoelace? That's what Rabbi Abadia asks. So he brings a right from that Gemara, what do you see? that you don't have to wash your hands. Of course, you can say the raya is not raya. Then he washed his hands. Then he actually went to me and I told Yoda. It's not a raya with fachas. I brought the other day a raya from the Gemara I cut in Yefes with reference to the issue of Rabbi Yochanan through the nails. And the Gemara said, there's no problem. The only issue is a woman like this guy, Isha ben Yoshua Shlicha. But the problem is, how can he do so? You have to go wash your hands. That's a raya. You don't have to go ahead and wash your hands if you do it not with a sakha. I don't do it with a nail pencil, but I do it with my teeth. There's no need to wash your hands. So I told Rabbi Levinson, I heard this raya from Madurai Levakam, that he got salad. He said, no raya. Maybe there was a washing station in the Beis Medrash, and maybe they washed their hands. And him also, the raya of Rabbi Yosef, perhaps no raya as well, because maybe they went ahead and washed their hands. But again, he wants to be a raya, that there's no need to go ahead and wash your hands if you come into contact with Shulis. Yeah.
No, just listen. These days, if a parent is going to hit a child, it's probably not because just because of like the new heart of the child, it's probably more because of like anger and like kind of loss of control.
That's correct. That's exactly the issue. That's what Rav Volba has many sikhot about. Again, the Chas V'Shalom should never punish a child out of anger, but rather one should carefully evaluate and appraise the situation and try to find other means, other strategies, other methodologies, other strategies in order to discipline a child. In general, any use of physical, any physical use is lefiyani is daiti, unconscionable, absolutely usur lefiyani is daiti. Now there are others I won't mention whom hold the maybe a chiyuv al pidin because the gemara makis and this is the gemara bar basra and there are other gemaras that speak about chinuch. Those are more classical. Without mentioning any names of Gedolei Yisrael, there are one of these Gedolei Yisrael who subscribe to that. They feel there's value to it. Again, but it should be done, as Avi pointed out. Mitochkas chas v'sholom, or should notice should be done excessively. Even the Rambam actually, who speaks about this, clearly indicates it has to be done. Mitoch yishuradas, it should be done in a proper way. Okay, let me stop. This is the last year of this getting done for Mishnah Berurah. But I appreciate all of you who came, and you are mezakimim, the doctor. But I will not be able to continue after this point.
What is this?